Welcome to the official podcast of Apostolic Lighthouse. We'd like to thank you for listening today. We pray this message blesses you and encourages you to see that God is working in your life. Enjoy the message.
Praise God. You know, a thought came to me, and I know we have much more newfangled equipment these days for listening to the radio. Everything's online and everything's, you know, on your phone and everything, but you know, back in the day, and maybe still in some cases, if you have some older equipment, you want to receive the signal from the FM station, or there's even, I guess, you know, you buy stuff now that doesn't even have AM on it. You know, what's AM, you know? You got to put that antenna up if you're going to receive a clear signal. Amen. And when I was watching some of you, well, in between my worshiping and stuff, and I was watching some of you lifting up your hands and clapping and just moving and doing things, amen, that's antennas you're putting out. And those that are lifting and waving and clapping and moving and doing something, you're going to receive the clear signal. Amen. And that's when the Holy Ghost comes in praise, in worship. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just wanted to say that. Praise God. All right, let me read one verse before you're seated in Isaiah 35, verse 8. Isaiah 35, verse 8. And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. And it will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it, and wicked fools will not go about on it. Amen. I'm going to give you my title in just a moment after we have you be seated, but let's pray. Father, we thank you and we appreciate you. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. We appreciate your word, Lord. We appreciate you show us the way, God. Your word shows us the clear way. Help us to walk in that way, to follow that way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. Clap your hands as you're seated right now. You may be seated. Amen. In this world that we live in, there are so many ways. There are so many roads to choose from. Amen. And so many ways in life that we can go. These roads and ways are filled with multitudes of people going to and fro. Amen. And you wonder, are some people traveling on the road that they're on or the way that they're on because someone else is there? That's the only reason. Or something else is there? Amen. Do they really know where that road they're on will ultimately lead? Amen. Down the road, do they truly understand and comprehend the final destination of the way that they're on right now? Amen. The famous poet Robert Frost wrote a poem entitled The Road Not Taken. And in one of the last stanzas, he said, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Amen. So this morning, my title for this message, amen, that I want to preach on is The Road Less Traveled. The Road Less Traveled. You know, trails and paths and roads that are not frequently traveled on, maybe they're, you know, they're hidden or forgotten about, amen, they're not used by a lot of people. They're not the easiest things to travel on, but they could be, amen, a very rewarding end to that trail or that path, amen, a beautiful scene over a, looking over a cliff and into a beautiful scenery, or, amen, taking you down into some sort of body of water like a little lake or a stream or something that's hidden, a waterfall that nobody knows about, and you went the extra effort, an extra mile to travel on that less traveled road because it maybe wasn't, you know, maintained and a little bit bumpy and, you know, maybe a little bit had some inclines on it or whatever, but you went on it anyway and you were rewarded at the end of that road. Praise God. And, you know, just because a road is easier to travel on, just because a way is easier, doesn't mean it's the better way to go. Amen. Just because a bunch of people are on a road, it doesn't mean, well, that must be right because look at all those people. Amen. Let me tell you something. The majority has been wrong many times. Amen. I'm not going with what the majority goes. I want to go with what God wants me to do in life. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 7, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad and easy to travel is the path that leads the way to destruction and eternal loss. And there are many who enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads the way to life, everlasting life. And there are few who find it. Amen. And I'm looking at a few. Amen. I'm looking at some of the few here. Praise God. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. There's 8-9 billion. I don't know how many people on the earth now and how many people have come and gone and died and lived over the centuries. Praise God. But out of 8 billion people, a few can be a lot of people. Praise God. It can be hundreds of millions. It could even be a billion, because one eighth of an eighth, that could be a few. That's not a majority. That's a fraction of the population of the world. But I'm glad, amen, I am part of the few. I'm glad that you are part of the few. Praise God. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And I'm glad he chose us. Amen. And we chose him back. Praise God. But we're traveling as believers in God. We're traveling on a road less traveled. Amen. The road God wants us to travel on is not a broad road, it's not a wide road, but it's a narrow road. The road less traveled is God's highway. Amen. And it's not a highway like we think of highways, you know, amen, that we drive on. You know, another name for highway, depending on where you live in the country, they call highways freeways, or they call highways interstates, or they call highways expressways, or they call highways thoroughfares. Amen. But I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about a highway that God has given us. God's highway is an elevated way. It's a higher calling. It's the way that leads to endless day. Amen. It's a way of the highway of holiness. It's a highway of consecration. It's a highway of dedication. It's a highway of separation. He said, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you unto me, and I will be your father, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Amen. Yes, this road is not the easiest road on this planet, but it's the one that leads to eternal life with Jesus. And that's the one I want. And I know that's the one that you want. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thursday night, I taught on the great contrast, and there's no greater one, no greater contrast than what I just read. Amen. A straight and narrow road and a wide and easy road. Praise God. And many are on that easy road because it's easy. Praise the Lord. You know, they say water takes the least traveled path, or the easiest way of resistance. You know, you just get a hose and just run some water, you know, on your driveway or on the sidewalk. And even if you think it looks level, you know, water is not going to go uphill. Oh, no, that's too hard. I'm going to go downhill. I like gravity. I like easy. Water is going to find the easiest path. Amen. In fact, Jacob, the father of the 12 ultimate sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel, before he died, he gave a blessing to all of his 12 sons, which was customary back in those times. And God honored those blessings and honored the words of the father that who gave their sons, amen, the blessing. And Reuben, his oldest boy, he said, Reuben, and it wasn't really a blessing. Reuben got a little bit of a rebuke. He said, Reuben, you are unstable as water. It's like, wait a minute, I'm the oldest. I should be getting you know, all the inheritance. What do you mean unstable as water? Well, because he had messed up and done some things, and amen. But we're not going to be unstable as water as followers of God. We're not going to be like jellyfish just floating wherever the current takes us. We're not going to be like tumbleweeds waiting for the next wind to blow us wherever it wants us to go. Amen. No, we got the legs that God has put solid in the rock of his name. Amen. In the church of the living God. And we're going on God's highway. And it might not be the easiest way. And it might have some rough edges on it sometime. But you know what? Along that way are many blessings, many miracles. And the end of that way, it's not a beautiful cliff overlooking a meadow or a valley. It's not, amen, coming into a pristine body of water. It's coming into, amen, the New Jerusalem, streets of gold, walls of jasper, gates of pearl, and Jesus Christ, the light, the Lamb of the city. That's the end of this road, the road less traveled. That's the road I want to be on. Isaiah 35:8, and a highway will be there, my text verse said. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it because they don't want to be on it. Amen. Wicked fools won't go on that road because that's not what for them. Amen. Praise God. We'll pray for them. We'll talk to them. We'll encourage them. Amen. We'll let them see, amen, what it is to walk on that road, and we'll encourage them to come with us. But not everybody wants to go. But we're going to pray for everybody. Amen. See, when considering all the roads a person can choose to travel on in this world, this road that I'm talking about, this highway of God, amen, it is by far the road less traveled. Amen. And when you boil it all down, even though there are many roads and many this and many that, it really there's only, amen, two ways. There's only two. There's the narrow way and there's the broad way. That's really what it says. The Bible says, amen. There's God's way, that's God's highway that leads to eternal life with Jesus in heaven, or it's the broad way, the wide way that leads to destruction and eternal loss, as Matthew let us know that Jesus told us. Amen. John 3, Jesus, right after he said, that famous verse, amen, for God so loved the world, John 3:16. Just three verses later, in 19, he said, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. The highway of God is in the light. Amen. The highway of God is not down in the darkness, praise God. The highway of God is exposed to everyone. The highway of God is a beautiful thing. I don't care. Everybody can see everything. Praise God. I got nothing to hide. I'm walking on God's highway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The world is walking on, you know, in this big old way. Praise God, this broad way. 1 John 5:19 said, we know that we are the children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Amen. If they aren't following God, if they aren't looking to Jesus for their hope, amen, and walking with him daily, praise God, they are susceptible for the devil, the evil one, amen, who is behind the scenes and even in front of the scenes, amen, is trying to manipulate the populations and masses on this planet. Amen. But we're going to have something to say about it. Amen. Because Jesus said, upon this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is going to bust through the gates of hell, and we're going to claim that soul, and we're going to claim that soul, and we're not going to stand by, and we're going to do our part. We can't save anybody, but we can let God do it, and we can pray God do it, and we can talk to people, and we can compel them to walk in this better way. Woo! Hallelujah! Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's talking to the Ephesians, amen, about who they used to be before they got on the highway of God. And he goes on to say, in which, verse 2, you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That's talking about the enemy. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, I like that. I like that conjunction, that connecting statement. If he stopped right there, it's like, yeah, that was me. Amen. I need some help. I can't do this. I don't know what to do. How do I get out of this mess? How did I get out of this darkness I was born in? But God, hang on, keep reading, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. But God, amen, don't give up on people. Amen. I'm going to have to say that, but God, for someone, because I could preach a while on that, but that's another message. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Folks, he's calling everybody out of darkness. Whether they answer the call, many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. It's the few that answer the call that get chosen. Amen. There's no predestination. Like people say, oh, well, only some people are going to be saved that are predestined before you were even born. That's a bunch of malarkey. I got to choose my word. And some of you young people, what in the world is malarkey? You gotta look it up. It's probably like right back there with those King James English words or whatever. Amen. That's a big fib. Praise God. There's no predestination with God. It's whosoever will. God is not willing that any should perish. He wants everyone to come to repentance and the knowledge of the truth. And whoever answers the call, whoever wants to come and drink of the water of life freely, whoever wants to be baptized in Jesus' name, repent of your sins and be filled with the Holy Ghost, who wants to be born again, you're gonna see the kingdom of God like everyone else. You're going to enter the kingdom of God like everybody else. God has no big eyes and little U's. God has no favorites. Amen. He is no respecter of persons. Amen. According to Acts chapter 10, he's no respecter of persons. But whoever fears him, amen, and walks in his commandments, he's accepted by them. He's accepted by, they are accepted by him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Verse 9, and then 1 Peter 2:10, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. See, if there was hope for us, amen, there's hope for anybody. Amen. If we came out, anybody can come out. If we got out of the darkness, anybody can come out. Praise God. It's got to be a desire. It's got to be whosoever. It's got to be in the heart. Amen. Nobody can force anybody to be saved. They got to want to be saved. Amen. So we can't just blindly follow others on life's road. We can't just go with the flow of this world as we travel the way we're going. We can't just take somebody else's word for it that we're on the right road in life and, well, this person's got a degree, or that person, you know, very wise, or that person, you know, I've been watching their life for a while and, you know, I don't think they'd lead me astray. Amen. Let me tell you something. That's good. Respect people. Look up to them, whatever. Amen. But you better double check. You better check with the ultimate authority. You better check with the Word of God. You better check with the God of the Word. Praise God. Ask God. Ask God, and he'll show you the right road. Ask God, he'll show you, amen, the way you should go. Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, whereas a good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Uh-oh. Who's they? Whoever doesn't want it. The proclamation went out. Stand in the ways and see everybody. Ask for the old paths where the good way is. Walk in it. You'll find rest for your souls. Doesn't that sound good? And a bunch of people said, yeah, that sounds good. And then a lot more said, nah. Amen. Just like on the day of Pentecost. Thousands of people were there. Acts chapter 2 in the Feast of Pentecost. 3,000 of them believed and were out of the church. They were repentant, were baptized, filled with the Spirit. But there was thousands more that said, nah, we're not going to walk in it. Okay. Well, we're going to pray for you. Amen. Everybody's got to choose what they're going to go. And that's what it's about. That's why I'm up here preaching. Amen. Because I want to convince. Amen. I want to encourage. I want to challenge. Amen. I want to try to get people, amen, to think about it. Praise God. Amen. And also, because we're hearing the word, amen, I want people to know, praise God, because nobody's going to stand before God and say, no one ever told me. No one ever told me about this great highway and this awesome situation and this wonderful paths and this thing where it's a good way and I'll find rest for my soul. Nobody told me. Oh, no, amen. Before you take your last breath, somebody's going to tell you somewhere, somehow, because God is not, amen, unfair. He's not willing that he's going to give everybody a fair chance at finding him and finding salvation. Amen. So let's choose, praise God, to walk in God's highway today. Ask God and then listen for his response. Lord, where do you want me to go? Lord, what road am I supposed to be on? Isaiah 30, 21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it whenever you turn to the right hand or the left. I'm going to go over here, and that voice says, no, no, you go this way. And I'm going to go over here. Oh, no, no, you go over this way. Amen. Just listening to the word of God, listening to the voice of God. Amen. For this is the way. Walk in it. His word will never let you down. His word will never lead you astray. It will point you to the right road every single time. You see, God's highway is not just a way, but it is the way. It's not just one of the ways, but it is the way. Praise God. Jesus did not say he was just one of the many ways to get to God and one of the many ways to go to heaven. He said he was the way, the only way. John 14, 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. You want to go, amen, to God's heaven? You got to go through Jesus. Praise God. You got to go through Jesus. You got to walk on the highway. There's only one. Oh, there's a lot of man-made interstates, but there's only one highway that God sanctions, amen, and blesses and authorizes. Praise God. Jesus said in John 10, verse 1, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. There's only one way, folks. Verse 7, then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. You want to get into God's sheepfold? You want to get into God's church? You want to get into God's heaven? You got to go through God's door. And Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. Anybody that tries to crawl up, amen, some other way is a thief and a robber, because there's only one way and it's Jesus. Amen. And he's the door of the sheep. Verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go out and find in and out and find pasture. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, in other words, you're going to be saved. You're going to have a blessed life, both now on earth, an abundant life, and then eternity with the Lord someday. You know, there's several verses, Acts 9, 2, Acts 19, 9, and verse 23, Acts 22, 4, and Acts 24, 14, that all talk about the way. It talked about the people of the way. It talked about that, amen, that these people persecuted those that were in the way. Amen. And it talked about the way several times. Amen. Because God is asking all those that would follow him and do his will to walk on his highway. And he called it the way. Amen. Proverbs 16:17, the highway of the upright turns aside from evil. Whoever guards his way preserves his life. Amen. So this isn't just a physical walking path. Amen. Sometimes it is. But this has to do with our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our souls. This has to do with our desires. This has to do with what we fill our time with and what you know, we give our time to and what we give our heart to. Amen. And all this kind of thing, the stuff. Praise God. The highway of the upright, the highway of God, the highway of holiness. Amen. Turns aside from evil because it's out of the darkness. It's an elevated way. Praise God. It's a spiritual highway. It's a highway where we strive to keep His commandments. It's a highway where we allow Him to lead and guide us. It's a highway where we endeavor to lay aside every weight, lay aside every heavy burden, lay aside the cares of this life and the sin which does so easily beset us, entangle us, ensnare us, and trip us up, and stay on that highway for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't God wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. It's a highway where we seek to do His will daily. Amen. But it's not too hard. Amen. Well, you're talking about he said it was a little harder than the broad way. Yeah, well, anything worth anything can have some effort to it. Amen. We can sit there and say, I need to go on a diet or something. But, the easy way is like, pass me the bonbons. Amen. And the hard way is like, okay, I got to like bring the portions down, maybe go do some walking around the park. Maybe I need to, eat differently, a little better stuff, still have some snacks, but, a little bit less or whatever. Amen. That's harder, but it's better. Amen. You're not going to learn, unless you're some, prodigy that you can just pick up an instrument and play it from the minute you touch it. Amen. Most people, got to get calluses on your fingers if you're going to learn a guitar or anything with a stringed instrument. Amen. And you got to build up, a lot of hours of practice. And that's hard. But you know what? The reward's better. You don't want to play or you want to practice and be something special with that instrument. And the same with this highway. But let me tell you something. That easy road, praise God, that's not that easy. Amen. The Bible said the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. The person that doesn't serve God, amen, they might seem like everything's going great. But you know what? Deep down, maybe not now, but someday, it's going to be a life full of regrets. But those that walk on the highway, amen, even though occasionally we might stumble, occasionally we might fall, occasionally we might go to the right or the left, but we get ourselves back on that road, we brush ourselves off, we move on, we learn, we ask God to forgive us, praise God, but we stay on that road that God has asked us to go on. That's going to be the best life we could ever have, amen, and the best eternity to look forward to. Amen. So how do I find this wonderful highway so I can start walking on it and have heaven as my goal in the future someday? We must be born again of water and spirit. We must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Repent of our sins. Ask God to forgive us. Praise God. Be baptized in water and by immersion in Jesus' name for the forgiveness and remission of our sins. And be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, same thing. Amen. Amen. And when you get to the Holy Ghost, the Bible talks about, when you get the Holy Ghost, amen, that's the highway walkers, amen, have in their lives, praise God. The Holy Ghost, amen, is the same Spirit that raised Jesus. When you get that, you're going to speak in a heavenly language, amen, and God's going to bless you. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But it's so nice to have others to walk with. We're not walking on that highway. Yeah, maybe we're few compared to all the rest of the world, but we know together we're stronger. Praise God. Together we encourage. Amen. And like Ecclesiastes says, woe to that person who walks alone and falls when they're alone, for they don't have someone to help them get up. Amen. But it's good that we have, amen, two or three or a church, amen, to support one another and lift one another up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe Renee talked about this, that the next verse was a threefold cord. Praise God. Will not soon be broken. Amen. If two lie together, they'll have heat. If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. There's something, the power of unity, the power of, you know, watching out for your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. We are greater together for God. Amen. When we hold ourselves together, praise God, and we pray for one another and we worship together. That's why church is so important. That's why the body of Christ is so important. That's why just fellowship and being with each other, amen, and praying with one another, amen, and keeping tabs as we, you know, just talk to people even throughout the week and say, how you doing? I heard you weren't feeling good. We're praying for you. Amen. That's the church of the living God, the family of God. Amen. Loving each other, praise God. Walking on the road less traveled, but a better road, a greater road. I thank God for God's highway. Would you stand? Amen.
What an incredible message. Thank you again for joining us on the podcast, and may God bless you.